Bonnie Raitt has been a presence in popular music for 2 decades, but it was her 1989 album, Nick of Time, that moved her beyond her loyal cult following, won her lots of awards, and millions of new listeners. Ken Tucker has a review of her new album, Luck of the Draw, which is already in the top 10.
For Bonnie Raitt to go triple platinum and win 4 Grammys, that wasn't a comeback, that was a revitalization, a rebirth. Heck, that was practically reincarnation. It's also a very tough act to follow. Because if Nick of Time was the first Bonnie Raitt album most people ever heard, then that means an awful lot of folks are thinking of Luck of the Draw as her second album. And you know what that means. After all these years, Bonnie has to beat the sophomore jinx, the time-honored music biz notion that your second album is rarely, if ever, as good as your first. Given the pressure of this dilemma, it's exhilarating that Luck of the Draw is at once so loose and so tight, so confident and so risky, so deeply felt and so much fun. One of these days I thought we'd get it together. After all, that boy was made for me. But all he left me was a mouthful of feathers. Little bird got free. He always said my love was one-sided. I tried to keep up with supply and demand. There was one way that pie was divided. Some big Raitt is working once again with producer Don Was, and she's done something of considerable discipline. Instead of capitalizing on her new prominence and hipness by, say, doing a duet with Madonna or recording a concept album about the plight of the rainforest, she's done something much nervier. She's opted to cut the same sort of album she's been making for 20 years.
All I ever wanted was a love to be true.
Longtime fans know that one way to measure Raitt's confidence at recording time is to count how many songs she wrote herself. By this standard, Luck of the Draw is bursting with self-assurance. She wrote 3 exceptionally strong songs, including the one I just played, Come to Me. Plus, there's One Part Be My Lover, a sexy doozy co-written with her new husband, actor Michael O'Keefe.
When he looks in her eyes, he sees only the truth, telling him he's been living. About all the love he let passing by. To her, he might be the man of her dreams, to find what she's been hiding inside. Broken or battered, it really don't matter. Her heart's like a wave and he's a tide. Just for today, one part be my lover, one part go away.
On the strength of this composition alone, Michael O'Keefe has already proven himself to be a more valuable rock spouse than Yoko Ono or Linda McCartney. Throughout Luck of the Draw, Raitt's voice is firm and elastic. She used to use frayed vocal cords as proof of authenticity. Now she allows her honeyed graininess to serve as a metaphor for sincerity and endurance. As the album proceeds, a theme surfaces. Here is the testimony of a woman who all her life has wanted more than anything else to be loved for what she is. Now she seems to have achieved her goal, but hasn't let herself become complacent or sentimental. Tough-minded and tender-hearted, Luck of the Draw proves that Raitt is fully up to the challenges of stardom, and that luck has nothing to do with it.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.